Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household. You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The curtain has finally been pulled back on one of the music industry's most powerful figures. And what lies behind it is as disturbing as it is revealing. Sean Diddy Combs, a man once idolized for his lavish lifestyle and influence, is now facing some of the most damning allegations of his career. With new testimony from former executive assistant Phil Pines, the world is getting an unfiltered look at what really went down during his infamous Wild King nights. And let's just say this isn't your typical after-party story. It started with a simple request, a list of items that Pines needed to retrieve for his boss. But this wasn't a standard run for champagne or cigars. No, this was something else entirely. Cialis, ketamine, mushrooms, Plan B, baby oil, incense, Xanax, microdosing edibles. What kind of party required this kind of inventory? That question became clear to Pines soon enough. These were not just Wild King nights. They were well-orchestrated events where power, coercion, and control dictated the environment. The request started as occasional, but soon became routine. Daily, even. The expectation was clear. These items were to be stocked at all times. And then there were the guests. The women were often younger, under the radar, impressionable. They weren't celebrities because celebrities could say no. These were women who could be manipulated, controlled, and silenced. The entire scene felt like a well-rehearsed ritual, something designed with precision. Pines quickly learned that his role extended beyond basic assistant duties. He wasn't just there to facilitate meetings or manage schedules. He was part of the machine that kept this lifestyle running smoothly, a cog in the wheel of indulgence, secrecy, and submission. If something was needed, it had to be provided immediately, no questions asked, The reality of these nights went far beyond drugs and sex. Pines recalls the moment he witnessed Diddy assault a woman in his Florida home. The argument had escalated, voices were raised, and then, just like that, Diddy kicked her, sending her to the ground. Then he kicked her again. "I told you I was crazy," Diddy reportedly spat as she lay there. She was topless, vulnerable, humiliated. Pines instinctively covered her with his own jacket before getting her into an Uber. The next time he saw her, she was draped in expensive gifts, a common tactic used to bury any evidence of wrongdoing. It wasn't just that moment. Violence, control, and fear were all part of the environment. If you disobeyed, if you resisted, if you made the mistake of standing up to Diddy, you paid for it. For Pines, the moment that haunted him the most wasn't the drugs, the secrecy, or even the violence. It was the night he was tested. "Prove your loyalty to me, King." That was the command. Diddy grabbed him by the shoulders, gave him a quick massage like a coach preparing a player for the game, then handed him a condom and pushed him toward a woman on the couch. Pines froze. What was happening? Was this some twisted joke? A test? Was this supposed to be entertainment for Diddy? The woman gave a nod. Consent? Maybe. But in that moment, with a powerful man looming over him, with his job, his safety, and his future at risk, was there ever really a choice? Pines did what was asked, and then he ran. If the nights were disturbing, the mornings were even worse. Diddy didn't just party hard. He destroyed hotel rooms, homes, anything within reach. Staff would receive texts for emergency cleanup orders. What they found when they arrived was horrifying. Bodily fluids staining furniture, broken glass littering the floor, blood on sheets, baby oil coating nearly every surface, half-used bottles of lube and condoms discarded carelessly. The smell of baby oil still triggers Pines. The memories of scrubbing those rooms, trying to erase the evidence of what had happened the night before, still linger. One of the most damning revelations in all of this, everything was recorded. Diddy's personal devices, his iPads, his laptops, his phones, contained footage of these nights. Pines was responsible for keeping them clean, deleting search histories, scrubbing files, making sure no one stumbled upon these recordings by accident. Because if they did, well, the world might have seen the real Sean Combs a lot sooner. The footage wasn't just explicit, it was incriminating. The recordings were kept under lock and key, digital archives of excess and secrecy. If any of those recordings were to be leaked or found, they could potentially dismantle everything he had built. Diddy's defense has been quick to dismiss the allegations. According to his team, these were all consenting adults and harmless fun. The government, they argue, is being puritanical and sexist in its crackdown. But how do you explain the fear? The women who disappeared after just one night? The employees left traumatized? The violence? The coercion? The need for constant cover-ups? There's a difference between partying and power trips. And the evidence suggests that what happened during Wild King nights was something much darker than the defense would have you believe. For years, Diddy lived like he was untouchable. Now, with lawsuits, criminal investigations, and mounting testimonies, that illusion is crumbling. But here's the real question. Who else knew? You don't operate at this level, with this kind of money and influence, without people covering for you. The music industry, the media, the inner circle, the lawyers, the people who kept quiet, the people who helped keep this quiet. It's easy to make this about one man. But if Diddy falls, how many others fall with him? Sean, Diddy Combs built an empire on image. That image has now been shattered. What's left is something far more grotesque than anyone could have imagined. The world is watching. And if justice means anything, it won't just be watching. It will be acting. Because no amount of money, no number of hits, no cultural influence should be enough to erase what has come to light. Not this time.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.